single soul. Reaching a world and stepping in closer. CGM TV.
Welcome to Living Life. I'm sure that you have experience of inviting your friends to your home. And what do you do when you invite your friends over home? Or what's the kind of motivation or intention behind inviting your friends over to your house? I know when I was young, I remember like inviting friends to home, and then I was just trying to show off. I wanted to try to show them like the house around, the room was around, and I just show them what's in our house. And like they'll be surprised with certain things, and I'll just brag about certain things, and I was bragging about my parents and bragging about my dad, mom, and like they'll be surprised and they'll be just looking at me and thinking that I'm the happiest kind of guy or the luckiest guy in the world. And like that's what we do, right? We invite our friends to kind of show off in our family about our house and what we have. How about in your relationship with God? If God is in your house, if you are living with God, and God is in the house, and like, wouldn't you invite your friends over to your house and then try to kind of show them who God is and how great your God is? And I think today's passage, Psalm 76, it's a psalm that is in continuation from 74 and 75, and it's also connected with 77 as well. But it shows us just how great our God is and how He's judging His enemies and how powerful He is and how fearful He is to the enemies. And let's look at the passage and see how great our God is and what He can do to us and to our enemies. Let's look at the passage together.
Psalm chapter 76, verses 1 through 12. For the director of music with stringed instruments, a psalm of Asaph, a song. In Judah God is known, His name is great in Israel. His tent is in Salem, His dwelling place in Zion. There He broke the flashing arrows, the shields and the swords, the weapons of war. Selah. You are resplendent with light, more majestic than mountains, rich with game. Valiant men lie plundered, they sleep their last sleep, not one of the warriors can lift his hands. At your rebuke, O God of Jacob, both horse and chariot lie still. You alone are to be feared. Who can stand before you when you are angry? From heaven you pronounced judgment, and the land feared and was quiet. When you, O God, rose up to judge, to save all the afflicted of the land. Selah. Surely your wrath against men brings you praise, and the survivors of your wrath are restrained. Make vows to the Lord your God and fulfill them. Let all the neighboring lands bring you gifts to the one to be feared. He breaks the spirit of rulers. He is feared by the kings of the earth.
In today's passage is Psalm 76, the whole chapter, verse 1 through 12. And as I mentioned, it's connected to 74. And 74 was about the confidence and making the request based on the confidence that the writer had. And 75 is actually is kind of the response, God's response to 74 in God coming near. And now 76, finally, God is here. God is dwelling among His people. And to the people who were making the request, who were just calling Him and crying out to Him, now He responded to the prayer. And in 75, He was coming near. But in 76, He finally is home. God is home, and God is in control. And this hymn is to praising and worshiping God for His coming. And in specific words, it's saying that in Judah, God is known. So God revealed Himself to the people in Israel, in Judah. His name is great in Israel. And He's saying also He's established in Salem, which is Jerusalem, right? And He made His dwelling place in Zion. Now, so it's showing that God is in the house. God came. God now finally fully revealed Himself, and He came to judge His enemies, to destroy and to just bring victory to his people. And we see this excitement that the writer has. And he's questioning to his enemies, who can stand before, who can just bear this wrath and the anger of God that is coming. And we see that when God reveals himself, that he is to be feared. And his power is overwhelming the people, especially the opponents, the enemies of his chosen people. And now his dwelling place that his enemies destroyed, that God is coming to secure and to restore. And God will be known to all his enemies, and this, all the enemies will be, as a result, will be end up fearing God. And that's what this whole passage is about. And as it's the beginning, it's clearly telling us who God is, right? God is the maker of heaven and earth, of course, and he is the God of Israel, and he is making his dwelling place in Jerusalem, and he's revealing himself to Israel in the Mount Zion. And this all we know, but as the psalmist is just reminding to the readers that who God is and what's his relationship with Israelites and to his chosen people. And it's very making clear that his power and him being God and him being God that's known to his people, and now it's time for him to just work his power and stand with and stand next to his people and to reveal himself to his enemies. And in verse 10, if we move, and we see God's wrath is against the enemies of the Israelites. And in verse 12, it's ending with God just showing himself and bringing fear to the rebellious kings on earth and those who will end up in fearing. And the most important thing that we need to remember is when we actually try to kind of reveal God, and thinking that will be praised and will be known and will be revealed. But this passage is clear that the result of revealing God is not us who will be revealed, but it is God himself. And God himself will be ended up being feared. And that's our purpose. I think why we just try to tell and share about God. We sometimes may have a wrong intention of trying to just reveal our own kind of identity and ourselves to the people. But what God is telling us that as a result of us hearing God, only God needs to be just worshipped. God needs to be revealed. And only God needs to be feared. And that's what we see in Psalm 76. That as a result of him revealing himself to the people, and as a result of him appearing, coming in his house and coming into his people, that the people just all around the world will know him and will be in fear of him. And as a result of us coming before him, and as a result of us standing next to him, that he will be worshipped and he will be feared from all the people, not only through his people, but through the people all around the world. God is in the house, and God is in control over your lives. And through him taking control over your lives, it's not just he's trying to make himself known to you and for you to fear him, for you to worship him. But as a result of that, God wants everyone around you, and even your enemies. He wants even your enemies to fear him, and even your enemies to worship him, even your enemies to just know him and exalt him. And as a result of us knowing God, as a result of him letting us know him, I hope that will bring impact to just the people around us, to the people and our neighbors, our friends, our family members, and even to our enemies. I want that impact to be transferred to the people, and they will end up fearing God and worshiping God and praising him and give all the credit to him. Let's pray. Oh, Lord, we thank you. Thank you for your word, and thank you for your powerfulness, and thank you for just revealing yourself to us, and thank you for letting yourself known to us, so that not just us, but everyone around us, even our enemies, will know that you are God, and you are the only God, and you are the only King that is worthy of our worship, and that is worthy of our praise, and that is worthy of our fear. Lord, Father, we just come before you in fearing you and in worshiping you and especially in loving you, Lord. We thank you, we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
For a single soul, reaching a further and stepping in closer, CGM.